is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
As we launch here into the third hour of the program, you can bring up anything. We're going to get right back into your phone calls here. Last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we were talking about the massively multiplayer online role-playing games, MMORPGs, as they are called. And finally, we talked about it once before last week, briefly, and didn't really get any response on it. I guess I had to tell my personal addiction story before we finally got somebody to call in about it. But we did finally get a call from somebody who was addicted to one of these MMORPGs, and luckily was able to break his habit, but it took his wife threatening to divorce him and take the kids away.
She did take the kids away. She left.
Oh, okay, right. Well, it took that happening for him to get his S together and finally straighten up. So it was a positive story in that he broke out of it, and good for him. So that's where we left things off. We're going to continue here. We've been kind of discussing the nature of addiction and what it means to be addicted. You're welcome to share your stories of, it doesn't have to be video game related. It can be addiction related, or you can, of course, bring up absolutely anything at 800-259-9231. I think that my position is that we were differentiating between habits and addiction. Somebody had mentioned they had an ice cream habit where they were having a bowl of ice cream every single night. And if you take away the bowl of ice cream and they don't throw a tantrum and, you know, start freaking out because they can't get their ice cream, it's probably just a habit and not an addiction. But if you are if you're addicted to something, then there's usually some kind of response, as the dictionary puts it, severe trauma. It doesn't have to go that far, but when you take away one of these video game addicts' video game and they start freaking out, that's a sign of an addiction, I think.
Well, it's a sign of poor discipline and bad behavior on the part of the person who isn't getting what it is they want.
Of course, the definition of addiction is the condition of being habitually or compulsively occupied with or involved in something.
Well, I might throw a fit if I'm hassled on the street by a police officer or something like that. I mean, does that mean I'm addicted to walking on the street? It doesn't mean anything like that. It's just bad behavior, Ian, that's all. I mean, see, what I don't like is the watering down of the term addiction. Addiction at one point, at least to me, would have meant physical addiction, actual cellular structure change because of the use of an item.
You don't think that happens in your brain?
Right. I think is that some victims out there, some people that want to foster a victim behavior in people that want to take other people's power away, decided,
you want to have that really bad, so that must be an addiction. You've got a medical condition.
But you're using a very particular definition for addiction.
Words have
addiction
particular
is.
Definitions.
Okay. I'm not sure that most people would agree that you need to have physical structural changes taking place within your brain to be addicted to a substance.
I'm sure they haven't. I think that the word has been successfully adulterated and watered down and inserted in the nomenclature, and in the process, people's power has been taken away in their lives.
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to argue that. It's disempowering to say that people can have just as big a problem with gambling as they do with cocaine. I think that there are a lot of problem gamblers out there who would probably have just as difficult a time quitting gambling as many people would have quitting cocaine.
Cocaine isn't terribly addictive, honestly.
Are you kidding me? People stay up all night and do that stuff.
They do,
and get
yeah.
hooked on it and steal
the
things.
The same kind of addictive behavior type people that get stuck with gambling, too.
Look. Are you saying to me, Mark, that you can't have physical changes in your brain because you play a certain video game a whole lot, or because you are a compulsive gambler? Are you saying that's not a brain change that's going on there?
I have a physical brain change when anything happens in the world.
So
you're saying you can only
be addicted to a substance.
I agree. Yes, you can only be addicted to
a
substance.
It's a very, very narrow definition, and the dictionary and I do not agree with you.
Yeah, well, the world has changed. Changed around my definition, I admit.
I generally agree with your definition, Ian. I see the criticism you're making, Mark, of how much people have expanded the word addiction. I think people have taken it way too far. People are using the term addiction to refer to things that are really just habits.
Mostly.
Yeah. Let's continue with your calls. Matt is on the line, on the AMP line. Hey, Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. All right. First off, I'm going to kind of side with Mark on this. I don't know that he's making the right argument, but I agree that the word addiction is really, really overused. I don't know that playing games online can be an addiction. If you're going to go that far and say playing games online is an addiction, then I would say that nearly every American is addicted to television.
I think that's a fair statement. I think that there are people out there. There's a local talk show on the air here in Keene, New Hampshire. One morning they were talking about how, oh my God, the television went down. There were calls after calls after calls about people talking about how they're going to demand, their, you know, they get a refund and they didn't know what to do without their television, and they were very, very frustrated and angry about the, you know, their television going down. And I think it's an absolutely accurate statement to say that people are dependent in this day and age on having television around.
Dependent, I would agree.
I don't know that they're addicted.
I would not.
Yeah, I don't think you're addicted. I mean, there was a point in my life where I watched a lot of television, and then I just kind of stopped when I had other things to do. I was habituated to watching a lot of television at one point, but I don't think that means I was addicted to it. Just because it's a habit of mine, it's a pattern of behavior, doesn't mean that I can't stop.
But if you miss your favorite show, do you get upset? If the answer is no, then I would say you have a habit. If the answer is yes, I would say you have an addiction.
Everybody who misses their favorite program and gets upset at that has an addiction to television? No.
Is
addiction to see their favorite program, they're not addicted to TV.
So is a habit, a dependence, and an addiction, are these synonyms?
No. The definition of addiction includes habit. So you have to have a habit in order to be addicted.
So that doesn't answer the question.
An addiction is like taking a habit to the next level, basically.
I agree. An addiction is like taking...
disagreeing on where that level is. It's a very fuzzy barrier, right?
Right. Now, so what I'm asking you is that you think that somebody who has a habit of watching a TV show on a regular basis wouldn't get upset about watching that if that TV show wasn't available to them?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
You think that a person that is has a habit, habitually watches a particular show, mm-hmm. and that show doesn't come on, that they're not going to have a certain level of upset over that, and you think that that indicates, if they do have a level of upset, that indicates addiction?
I think that's it's an indicator. Yeah, I don't think it's as serious as an addiction as a heroin addiction, obviously. I think we're talking about a continuum.
I think if they have physical withdrawal symptoms, they have an addiction to that TV show.
Okay, so anger is not a physical withdrawal symptom. You mean you have to have, like, sweats or something like that? What do you mean by physical,
Matt?
I'm going to put in my two cents worth. I'm not going to go all the way and say that we shouldn't use this word addiction at all, but it's been so overused that it's lost its power. And I believe that's what's happened. I think Mark breezed over it. I think it's used by psychologists, psychiatrists, and people like that to take people's power away. I think a more appropriate word would be a dependency. They have a dependency.
It's a synonym.
It's not, though. It shouldn't be a synonym. There should be a more powerful, you know, you have an addiction. That means you cannot stop doing it. If you have a dependency, that means once you recognize it, you will be able to.
Well, to be fair, people who are addicted to substances do quit. People do quit. I mean, there are addicts out there who they'll always have an addiction to that particular substance, but there are people who do manage to quit using methamphetamine, for instance.
So you can quit. And you could turn the TV off, but they don't turn the TV off ever. The only reason why they had the TV turned off was because the cable company went down and they started freaking out. That's a dependence, and that's an addiction.
Well, no, that's just stupidity.
If the TV goes off...
What that is a judgment. This guy over here judging and assessing people that have different behaviors.
My judgment
than his
is
own.
As valid as anyone else's.
Well, you've got an addiction to Internet forums, then.
No, I don't think I have an addiction to
You spend
to
your time looking at them and stuff. You'd be upset if they go down, wouldn't you?
I like it. I don't like it.
Come on. Thanks, Matt, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I am nowhere near as bad as I used to be back in the day. All right, more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark. I'm sorry, Nick. And Mark.
You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and a relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com. I get it every day.
All right, so we continue here. By the way, I want to invite you to freetalklive.com, Shrine of Female Listeners. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see the lovely ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo and or video to show they are indeed listeners of the show. And I say lovely to mean all of them. They're all wonderful folks, and thank you so much to everybody that has become a part of the Shrine. And if you are a lady listener, you are welcome to become a Shriner. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to get the details. Get signed up. All right, so we continue with your phone calls here, talking about addiction, not necessarily just video games, but that's kind of what sparked the conversation. Let's go to Dale, listening in Florida. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Hello, Dale.
Hello, Dale? I'm assuming I'm Dale, but my name is Bill.
Oh, hey, Bill. What's on your mind tonight, Bill?
I wanted to just chime in on the addiction thing. I think addiction really, if you are truly addicted to something, you will knowingly avoid things that you know are necessary, being like eating food or going to your job to produce money so you can pay to live. The addiction is so intense that you will skip out on those things knowingly because you are so addicted to whatever it is, whether it be physically or mentally.
I think that's a real good indicator.
So one's life suffers dramatically due to an addiction. And that, I think, is the is sort of the current working definition of what an addiction is. And as long as it's applied to the superlative, and because that to me is what an addiction is, the superlative to a habit. And so if your video game habit is preventing you from getting a job or something like that, all right, man, you can call it an addiction, but I still think you're a loser.
well, you only feel that way because you are above the level of the person who is addicted to the game. Not everybody comes into this world with the same mental characteristics. Some people are, I hate to say it this way because it sounds a derogatory, but some people are so much more weaker when it comes to things like video games versus others who they need something more intense that's more of a chemical thing, where if they don't get that chemical, they actually go through physical withdrawal.
So for some people, putting down the video game controller is as difficult as somebody putting down a cigarette, that kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. Because overall, I chemically or physically, the things like nicotine and the harder drugs like the heroin, those things are physical addictions you cannot control by your body. But to others, their mental chemistry, the way their brain is made up, putting down a video game controller to play one of those MMOs is the same damn thing.
I'm with you, Bill. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Kevin, listening in Charleston, West Virginia. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, what I was going to mention is, truthfully, I may be crucified for this, but much like television and video games and even drugs, it's all about escapism. People are looking for an outlet. At times it was reading. The problem with addiction is at that point it becomes an excess. It's to the point where, regardless of what the want, the addiction, the habit is, it becomes detrimental to your health, your well-being, or as you said. And, kind of gloss over it, the big difference there is, and truthfully, it comes down to personal accountability. If the person, they may want to say, well, I wasn't strong enough, or, well, it's just kind of a hard drug. Well, then you should knowingly, going into this, be able to be accountable for that. If it's a video game and you can't get a job because you can't stop playing, it's your fault for not being smart enough to go, well, I can't handle this. If it's drugs, I'm not advocating it, but even things like cocaine and heroin, it's horrible, but you know that going into it. It's not something that, I didn't know that this was going to mess with me. Yes, you did. That's why you went for it. That was your escape. And if you're not strong enough a person to handle that, well, that's your fault for going with it then. At least that's how I see it.
I say well spoken.
I agree. I mean, that's as far as I'm concerned, he's taken my side on this one.
Your problem with it is you see using the word addiction, if you're labeling someone's activity as addiction, the problem you have with it, Mark, it seems to me, is that you feel the word addiction somehow absolves the person of their responsibility.
They attempt to absolve themselves and society, the people out there.
A recovering addict will not. An addict who's making excuses for their addiction will. But that doesn't mean an addict won't take accountability for their actions and say, yes, I put myself in the situation, and if I want to make changes in my life, I need to fix
it. Some people choose to do that with their lives, and I support those people. However, I think that the term addiction has been expanded by people who make money by treating these so-called addictions.
I agree with you on that.
And wish to take the power away from people that, so they can't make their own decisions. Well, you have no control
that
here.
I agree with you.
So you need to come here and give me money or have the government give me money on your behalf or whatever in order to get this addiction of yours treated that you can't handle on your own.
Right, I think people can handle all of these things on their own. Absolutely. They can bring themselves to support groups and do whatever they need to, but you don't have to go and pay somebody to break your addiction.
Well, you have to realize you have a problem before you can quit whatever it is you're addicted to or whatever it is the habit is. So if by labeling it an addiction, that somehow helps people come to the realization that, yes, in fact, I do have a problem with X, Y, or Z, and I want to quit, it's detrimental to the other things that I want to get out of life, then I think that's a positive thing. It might be an overuse of the word. I understand the concern about cheapening it, but if a problem gambler wants to say they have a gambling addiction and that's the first step to them actually recovering, then I don't see where the problem is with
that. Well, gambling is certainly the one that I would be the most likely to give ground on because it can be so detrimental to people. The way that gamblers will just gamble the life savings of the whole family away.
I want to get Kevin back in here. Kevin, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Well, no, truly you've got it right there. I mean, in a large degree, it's essentially semantics. Labeling something an addiction or a habit, truthfully, in any regard, does nothing for what's actually going on. Calling something addiction to a psychologist is the same as calling it a habit. It won't, truthfully, it shouldn't incur any extra benefit to the person or the behavior. But ideally, the recognition thereof, whether through yourself, self-realization or through someone else, ideally it's understanding that it's a problem and then seeking or getting help. Just the particular medium in there of itself, ideally it just matters on the person. And from there on, whether by other people or yourself handling it like an adult, dealing with it, moving on with your life. But that's all I got for you.
Kevin, welcome aboard. I was just informed here that apparently we are now on FM in Charleston, West Virginia, as WVTS is now joining on the FM band with a simulcast there. So if it's your first time listening, I don't know if it is or not, but welcome aboard on Free Talk Live, and thanks for calling and participating in the show tonight. And welcome to all of our brand new FM listeners there in Charleston. That's pretty cool. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle, and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. If you're on the updates list, at updates.freetalklive.com. Now, from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you likely ever imagined possible when you move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And we're on the line now with one of the Free State Project movers. Mark and myself, we also made the move. Nick, you're a New Hampshire native. Sam is with us from the Obscure Truth Network. Just getting back into New Hampshire from a lengthy vacation, going down to see the family, Sam.
Yeah, I was down at home, and on the way back, I flew through Detroit, which is where, interestingly enough, the underwear bomber was destined for. And I had a 3-hour layover, and I was planning to go out and film the decay of the city and interview some people. But I had a little encounter with the TSA that I thought I'd tell you guys about.
Please do.
As I was getting off the plane, there were 3 people at the gate in the blue shirts with the badges going through passengers' bags that were boarding a plane. And this was something new. I thought it was pretty interesting. So I stood about 50 feet back, pulled one of my small HD cameras out, and started filming. And after a few minutes, one of the ladies comes over and says, yes, sir, are you with the press? And I didn't, I told her I wasn't going to answer that question. And the reason is, I don't know, it's not always good to be press. If they may have some rule that says you have to, you know, register if you're pressed.
We found that out recently.
At the airport.
Yeah, somebody told us that recently, and I don't remember what the circumstances
being
were.
The press doesn't entirely allow you to film in places. It sometimes can be worse for you and more restrictive to be
right. Exactly.
Never good to answer their
so
questions.
Here if I am filming, and if I admit to being pressed, she may try and arrest me for it. So I'm not about to answer that question.
Smart move.
And she tries to get some information. I'm not giving it to her. And she walks away, and I pack up my bags and start heading down the terminal. Now, this is a really long terminal. I'm at gate 60 or so, and it just stretches on forever. So I start walking down, and I feel like I bet they're following me. And so about gate 31, I stopped in at one of the gates and sat down in a chair and turned and looked back. And sure enough, there's two of them, one on each side of the terminal. And so then I get up, I kind of smile, I get up, walk down to gate 11, I turn around and look back, and sure enough, the same two agents, they're not even, they're trying to look inconspicuous like they're not following me, but
they've got uniforms
they keep showing
on.
Up and, yeah, and standing around following me, basically. So they weren't doing a very good job of it. And eventually I get all the way down to the very end, to gate one, and I loop around and come back and pass one of the guys that's in the that's been following me down. I'm like, hi. And I think it shocked him because he looked at me kind of starry-eyed and was doing his best to act like he wasn't paying any attention to me and looking around at the crowd and not just me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I knew exactly what he was doing. And so I walk away, and then a third TSA agent shows up, and she starts writing things down. And so I walk over there, and, you know, she asked me, what are you recording? I said, oh, I'm not recording. I'm streaming live to the Internet. So I had QuickUp just to let them know that, you know, that's a common tactic that the police depend on. Well, we can arrest this guy. We can seize his camera, erase all of his footage, and problem solve. We can do whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
So it set the precedent that, uh-oh, if this is live, then we can't, you know, act up too much.
What are we going to do?
And then the one guy that I had passed earlier, I said, hi, what's your name? And he said, my name? And I said, yeah, do you have any ID on you? He goes, you want my ID? I want to see your ID. And he says, well, why? I said, well, you might be a terrorist. You got the terrorist beard going, and I just want to make sure. Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't think that was too funny. And he didn't answer me, and I, you know, eventually said, okay, y'all have a nice day, and walked away.
And I'd like to point out that these people are employed by American tax dollars, and, you know, most people here in the United States pay these people's salaries, and they refuse to report. They won't tell you. They're better somehow.
Exactly. So I head back from, we're down at gate one still, and I start walking back towards gate 60. And, of course, they're following me, and along the way, there's another guy, and they all have radios now, so they're surely talking about me on the radio. Mm-hmm. So I start quicking him and pointing the camera, talking about him and how he's using the radio and the shiny badge now to look like police and that sort of thing. And so he starts following me. Now I've got four of them in tow. And I make it down back to gate about 60 or so. And I stop in at Popeye's Chicken to get some chicken. And this lady comes in, gets in the line behind me, younger, like 30-something black lady. She's in some kind of uniform. And I said, you know, this is probably the most exercise they've gotten in a long time. And she's like, what do you mean? So those two TSA agents over there that are, you know, trying to look like they're not following me, I've walked them all the way down to gate one and then back to here. It's probably the most exercise
a long
they've gotten
airport.
In a long time.
It is a big airport.
I said, you're with them, right? She goes, yeah, I am. And I asked her name. She tells me Jeanette. She asked my name. And she says, so, Sam, what you doing here? I said, well, I'm getting some chicken because it's spicy and delicious. What are you doing here? Are you getting some chicken? And she's like, well, I might, you know, like, kind of keep this banter up. Uh-huh. And she starts then asking, well, are you flying out today? And said, well, I don't know. I guess that depends on you guys. And she asked where I'm going to, and I'm not answering these questions and just sort of skirting them. So I get my chicken, I sit down, I eat, and when I get up to leave, turn around, there's two cops there now, and one guy is talking to a guy in a suit. So this is one of the higher-level TSA agents. The first thing they do every time I have gotten in any kind of encounter with them is one of these guys comes down, gets on the phone, and he's on a conference call with his higher-ups, you know, giving up-to-the-minute reports of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's there on the phone talking to the two cops. There's about five or so TSA agents standing around off in another kind of circle. And so I go to walk and get on the escalator, and he says, hi, how you doing? I said, oh, I'm good, thanks. Keep walking. He says, hey, I need to talk to you for a minute. I said, oh, no, that's okay. I'm all right, thank you. Have a nice day. He says, no, don't. You need to stay here.
Oh, boy.
I said, oh, is that an order? He says, well, yes, it is. So they pull me off to the side. And
you're recording the entire time, right? Like, all of this, you either got on your video on your phone or you had an audio recorder going.
I started the quick video on my phone as I was walking out of the restaurant because I knew this was about to all go down.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I also had a MP3 on my armband that was recording the audio. So I've listened to both. They're pretty good. I'm going to put them together in a nice little video to show this incident.
Excellent.
And so they get me over. The one higher-ranking guy is trying to ask questions. Let me see your ID. And I'm, am I required to show you my ID? And the other guy has two stripes on his arm, and he's just a hothead. You better show your ID. And then they tell me that once I'm in here, you're ours, is what he told me. And then the hothead jumped in and told me, you know, started yelling again. And I said, no, wait a minute. I just want to make sure I understand that. You said that once I'm in here, I'm yours. So are you telling me you actually believe that you own another human being?
We'll come back here in a moment. Can you tell us? Hang on, Sam. Hang on. We're going to bring it back. We'll find out what they said to that in a moment, if you don't mind. More with Sam in moments. From the Obscure Truth Network, obscuretruth.com is his website. Enough time for your calls. We continue his story of what happened with him and the TSA today. 800-259-9231 in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918. Call now. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. You can still take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. Also, join Nick over at freemindsmedia.com and get yourself some more great liberty-oriented television and radio content in both Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio formats. Both available for free at freemindsmedia.com. In fact, freekeen.com and Free Talk Live just re-upped our advertising deal with Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio, which is great. It's good to be behind you guys.
Yeah, and it's great to plug your show on our show.
So we're going to continue here with Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, documentarian, videographer, extraordinaire. ObscureTruth.com is his website. You can go and see some of his great video work, and you're going to be diligently working on some of the footage you you recorded today at the Detroit airport as the TSA decided to follow you around and attempt to harass you. I guess they didn't realize who they were dealing with. You're somebody who has extensive experience with the TSA, and before you made the move to New Hampshire, you did a lot of traveling for your old career, and you would fly without showing identification, which obviously drew a lot of attention to you.
Yeah, I did that about 30 times, so I've had a number of encounters with these guys, and I kind of know what I'm dealing with, in a way. You know, it's hard to say exactly how it's going to go, but sure is a lot of fun.
So after circling you like vultures for a while, they finally decided to make a move on you and demanded that you stay put while they started to, I guess, harangue you. And at one point,
I want to point out, yeah, Ian, that it was 45 minutes that went by because I walked all the way from one end of the terminal from gate 60 all the way down to one and then all the way back. So it was like 40 minutes before the police even showed up. And if a terrorist knows that he's being followed, he's going to do something in that time.
Yeah.
You know, leave, go to the bathroom or whatever, something. And just the time that it took them to respond was amazing.
And they normally have cops in the airport, don't they?
Yeah, well, these guys were downstairs going through people's bag, running the drug dog, which they actually called up on me later.
Oh, okay. All right. So they told you that once you get through security, you're theirs.
Yeah. And so I asked him, you know, are you actually telling me that you believe you own other human beings? You own all the people in this terminal because they're, you know, inside the security, so they're yours, right? Oh, now, then I was twisting his words, and this, you know, wasn't fair. And the hothead starts going off and tells me, look, this is how it's going to be. I'm going to get your ID. We're going to bring the dog up here to sniff your bags, and then we're going to search them.
Oh, boy.
And if you don't like that, you can either give us your ID or we'll take you to the lockup. I kept on. I don't know all the details of the conversation, but this went on back and forth. I tried to slow things down as much as I could to ask questions and so forth. And they had accused me of asking sensitive security questions of the TSA, and that's unusual. So they need to check it out and know who I am. And the things I was asking was like, you know, when Jeanette in the line at the chicken place would ask me questions about where I'm going, I'd ask her, is the red team still getting through 60-80% of the time?
Right. You know, these are news stories.
They just sent two terrorists in. And, you know, so she had no response. So she would tell me, sir, you need to check the website for any kind of security bulletins or, you know, something like that. That was her response.
Yeah.
And so they accused me of asking these sensitive security questions. And they did. They brought a dog up from downstairs sniffing through people's luggage. And then they searched through both of my bags. They wanted to, I'm still filming them. They're constantly telling me, like, on three different occasions, turn the camera off. The suit guy is on the phone and pointing at the camera to them. And, you know, but he was standing out of my view to where I didn't see it until I turned. So he's clearly directing the cops, kind of get him to shut the camera off. We can't have this shown. We can't let the people see what goes on in their own airports. And they eventually tell me that, you know, once they get my, I did give them ID. They ran that, took my drink away. I made sure I could see my bags while they were searching through them. The cops are.
You'd already gone through security.
Right, you bought this drink inside their secure area, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, he's telling me if I don't back up from the dog, and I'm a good 6 feet away, that they're going to arrest me. And then they search the bags. I make sure I can see what they're doing as they're going through it. The one guy with the dog comes and stands in my way, and I tell him he needs to move because I can't see, and I have a right to see while they're looking through my things. And then they say, you know, where's your boarding pass? It's in the bag. So they, as I walk to the bag, they like jump up and get in front of me, the hothead guy. And I say, well, my boarding pass is in the bag, genius. And so then he steps aside. I get it. And eventually they say, okay, you can go. Well, then most people would leave at that point, but that's when I start to have my fun. And I take out my HD camera.
Nice.
And start filming them from the seat. And so we've got two suits now. Another suit came down who seemed to be over the first suit. And he walks away down towards the screens for all the flights. And I walk up behind him, and he's making his way past the arrivals, down through the departures, and he stops at M for Manchester, which was my flight.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling the people on the phone the flight number. And I said, huh, Manchester. I walked up right next to him. I said, huh, Manchester, that's my flight. Are you talking to them about me? And he gets extremely embarrassed by this and turns and walks away. And then I go after the other people and start asking them, you know, what is this really about? This is security theater. You know, you guys are not keeping people safe. And why is it that these new body scanners, why do you want to take pictures of naked children? I mean, does the TSA really need that to stay safe?
Wow.
And they get on the escalator. Yeah, they get on the escalator to go, and I'm walking beside them filming, and they're just stonewalling, not looking at me. And I said, you know, those cops said that when I'm in here, they own me. Is that what you're about, owning other human beings? And that's when I said something to that effect, and that's when he turned to look at me like I could tell that hit him. And I said, Jeanette came back too, the original lady, and I talked to her and left it with a friendly goodbye. And then I went down to my actual gate, And about 30 minutes before the plane was about to board, the three TSA agents come up, and they've got their bin there, and they start putting their blue gloves on. And then one of the ladies was the first one that came over and talked to me with the camera. She sees me, gets a good look at me, walks over to the guys, and then they pack up their stuff and leave.
So what, they were going to do some last-minute searches or something, or what?
They were setting up to screen the flight again, just right. Like I had seen them doing when I had first came in and filmed them. But when they saw me, I think they decided to pack up and must have thought, let's not let this guy make us look like an idiot again.
Let's go screen another
flight.
So
they left.
Wow. And that's and then you got on your plane, and now you're back. Great story.
And now I'm back, yeah. So I had an incident with a guy on the plane. I was taking pictures because the police came down and searched my bag outside on the ground before it went up in the plane. And he went up to tell the stewardess that, I'm not turning my phone off and I'm taking pictures. Mm. It just goes to show you how indoctrinated people are. And,
yeah.
How they think the TSA is really keeping them safe. I mean,
good little citizens.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
These guys, they're not going to find terrorists. Man, they can't. They could. These clowns could barely find their way out of a paper bag.
Well said, sir. I appreciate the call and the story tonight, and look forward to having you back in on the show here now that you're back in town.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, dude. Let's continue here and go to an unscreened call on the AMP lines. You're on Free Talk Live. Who's this?
Alex from New Jersey.
Alex, what's on your mind tonight?
I went to my old middle school today just to, say hi to old teachers, et cetera, and I found a very disturbing showcase on the wall hanging there, and they just brand new. They had pictures of Obama everywhere, drawn by students, and there was this showcase on the wall enclosed in glass, and it's entitled How to Pass. It says, show up, pay attention, do your work, and behave. And if anybody needs any kind of proof or more evidence that schools are trying to indoctrinate children, I think this is the most egregious example. I took two pictures of it and I posted it on the BBS in the issues forum.
Hmm. So, I don't remember ever drawing pictures of presidents when I was in school. Has anyone ever drawn a picture of a president, a current president?
As a class assignment.
A sitting president as a class assignment? I'm wondering about this.
Yeah, I'm very curious myself. Hey, thank you, Alex, for the call. We're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.